I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Ow! Jesus fucking Christ. Ah! Damn it.
You okay there?
Right. That was a weird coincidence. Oh.
What's going on?
My face. I have... Okay, so this is a collusion okay. of the... This is karma saying, hey, you're getting too big for your britches. So I was just sitting here, like, literally 5 seconds. Like, I hit the like, you know, it's taking a little bit of time to get things together. I'm very busy. I've got lots of objects. Objectively speaking, there's a lot of objects around here.
Yes.
That's smart. And I was sitting here cleaning stuff up and shuffling things around, and I hit record, and then, like, so I've got, it's hot, and I've noticed that when it gets really humid, people break out, you know, you get a little, like extra zits and stuff on your face.
Ew.
I've got a zit, the size, like, not the, any particular size, but it's right on the, like, the valley of the bridge of my nose, in between my eyes. So it's like...
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's right there. And so that's not, as if that's not bad enough, and I'm applying Neosporin on it currently,
Neosporin.
As I have been over the last couple days to try to speed it along. I sit here, just set up my mic for the first time in a while, and the pop filter was all like kind of janky. It was not slung up around it, and so I just adjusted it real quick, hit record, and then the reason that I was in pain right when we started recording
right
was because the pop filter then fell and smack me right in my nose zit. Like, perfectly. Like, it just, like, bam, right in the zit on my nose. And then I'm just sitting here like, ah. And it's time to start recording. So that's what just... That's it. Ah, did it? It took another swipe at me just now. You mother... It's fisticuffs, is it? I'll get you.
If that's what you require...
Yeah, if that's what you are seeking, then I shall vanquish thee. And then I will invite you over to sup with my family, as I do not hold grudges. I hold dinners and balls. I hold balls, not grudges.
My favorite is when you say something and you surprise yourself, and it's an immediate like, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Can I say, does anybody want this? Hey.
Okay, well, I'll still take it.
I found it. It's like, I'm like, what's her nose? In a set of, it's a dead donut.
it's a dead mouse. Or, do you see me? It's a dead donut.
Yeah,
oh,
I just go
God,
up.
I'm
the one who wanders away from the trail on a hiking excursion, and I go, like, find half of a dead raccoon, and I hold it up, like, what's this? Does anyone see this? What about half of a dead raccoon? Are you going to eat that?
Okay, well, I will.
Speaking of eating stuff, I had an idea. What if people digested food instead of via mouth, but what if we had a fan in our torso that you threw food into and whatever shot out onto the outsides of your intestinal walls was what you digested?
That is an interesting thought. You were right.
A lot of people talk about how cartoons can eat a lot at once. I think a cartoon would be better served if it could eat that way, just with a fan in its stomach, and you can just throw, like, chickens and pizzas at it, and whatever kind of flies up around the edges, that's what you get to keep.
Well thought out. Very good.
Yeah. go get order up the splines, the turbines. Let's get those installed in this immigrant here. I'm going to. So you've signed off. Your family's going to receive your life insurance if the war should. Oh, it has. Oh, you're dead now. Well, next.
Well, this was fun.
Evil science is for the scientist. No one thinks about that. Mm-hmm. It's like the way,
it's
unfortunately,
not always Big Bang Theory.
When you talk about a room being rapey, you know, the joke has been made where it's like, for women, that's not a good thing, but for rapists, hey, that's a boon. That's a good room. That's the room you want to be in. Same thing for evil scientists. It's like, well, you know, you're evil, but on the inside of your mind, you're having a lot of fun, and that's all that matters.
You know, speaking of rapists, there's a pretty famous one now. We all needed someone to hate,
Bill Cosby.
And we got him. No, another one.
Oh, we have more than one?
Yeah.
Wow. They're vying for the title.
These are all homegrown. We made them ourselves, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knitted from Satanists.
What? Who are we talking about?
I thought I would, like, lead you into it so you could give us your story about your made-up hashtag that's so clever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was you leading. It's been, like, a week and a half.
Yeah, it's been too long.
That's something else I need to address.
Has it?
We need to get... Well, I don't know. It's been a while.
It keeps popping up, like, in my feed. It's ridiculous. It's like...
Lots of stuff has happened. So, yeah. I don't know. That Stanford guy. Stanford dude who got 20... Well, a lot about this. Let's unpack this slowly.
Yeah. Let's do it together. Hey, but I give you consent to talk about this with me.
Oh. Well, now I don't want to.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Gross.
Ew, no. It's moving.
Oh. No. So his dad, this guy, finger banged some girl out back behind a bar, I guess, next to a dumpster for near 20 minutes.
And he took pictures of her boob and sent it to a group message.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
I didn't hear about that.
Yep. It's pretty bad. Yep.
So from what I heard, there was no actual, like, intercourse. Is that true?
I honestly don't want to know.
I mean, it's weird that we go over we pick apart the details like an owl pellet, and we're like, no, how illegal and wrong is this really? Let's see.
The most.
Yeah, mostly most. Not according to his dad, only 20 minutes of action, so here's where it begins. It's like, first off, your son's like 16, 17, or I don't know, around.
No, he's in 16, college. He's like.
Whatever, same thing.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is that he 2 minutes of action is like, is a long haul for this young man. And so you're talking about 10
that's
sessions.
True. That's true.
At least. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. And also just 20 minutes of playing a video game is a long time.
That's
like, you
true.
Could be a little kid and be like, "Hold on, Mom, I don't want to go back. I want to play for 5 more minutes." and then 5 minutes means 20 minutes in the kid's brain. But then you can get a lot of shit done in 20 minutes, even in a video game when time is flying. So it's like that, like, I would think, like, he was, like, sitting and just, like, well, he was texting for part of it, but it's, like, a lot of it, that's a long time. Just to reduce that, like, for sexual activity, everybody knows how long that is, because everybody's been like, it's been a minute. Well, let's go watch sports. Like, that's usually how it happens. Yeah. So, yeah, that's appalling that becomes, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah, because if you think in a span of, like, an hour and a half, 20 minutes doesn't seem so long, but let's consider the activity.
Except, well, and I'm putting aside the activity as well. 20 minutes is just a long enough time to get a lot done of anything.
Of anything, yeah.
So, especially when compared to that thing, whoa, we got ourselves a problem. So, yeah, it's obvious where the poor decision-making comes from in this boy's life.
Oh, my goodness. But
AKA
how?
The rape smuggler.
AKA hashtag... A rape smuggler. He tried to get away with it. He tried to smuggle it away.
Yeah, that's what he's smuggling in the Speedos is his rape. Literally.
Not. Mm-hmm. Ugh, Lord. And the craziest thing is, he's got not only his dad, who obviously clearly doesn't get it. He's like, you know, and the judge who says this is going to severely impact his life. Oh, good job.
Yeah.
They're like,
that girl,
oh,
though,
no.
What about the girl? She's fine. She'll probably commit suicide in a week. It's cool.
Oh, goodness. And then you have, like, the friends who are coming to be like, he's really not a bad guy.
And that's what they said,
like,
about that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they said about that, that what's-his-nose, the child molester in the Republican Party or whatever, who, like, you came up, I forget his name now, this is how fickle our news is, but... He remember he it came out like 20 years earlier. He had molested some kids in his, like, youth program, mentoring program, and
wow.
Then all of his friends said the same thing. It's like, we don't need to destroy a lifetime of good deeds. He's a good guy. Oh, it's like, he's a child molester. Like, there, you either are or you aren't. And
yeah,
that's
he
it.
Mentally and physically destroyed the life, I mean, and path of those.
And to
that,
be fair, can I try to be fair? I think that a lot of the problem is because of the visceral reaction that we have with these activities, that it's kind of automatically shunned, and no matter how open-minded we become, we're always going to have a knee-jerk reaction to people who have a desire for young and inappropriate sexual objects. But I think,
because they're not objects, they're people.
Ah, if you say so. If you say so, lamp. Well, I'm using it in a literary term, so just chillax your beans, okay?
Put your
beans on ice.
All right.
Okay. What was I saying? We need to get better about mental health in general and identifying these people, like, along with terrorism and gay people. And I love making huge generalizations that people would hate, but honestly, the world agrees with me. These judgments we make about people with psyches that are just sort of laid out like a pathway by the earth, like it's just laid in stone. Like, you can kind of dress it up, chisel it a little bit, change it slightly, but mostly who we are and our constitution is set from the outset. So we can attempt, like a lot of religious folks, to make evil and good out of the bits of humanity that we've been offered, or you can just realize that it's all humanity and the best you can do is come to accept it and know it and work with it. So,
oh, you mean like stop being shocked by it? Because
well,
it's
no.
gonna happen.
No, I mean, try to intellectualize your viscera, your primal reactions, which, like, if you, like, for example, as a straight guy, less so than other guys, because I'm not like a huge man's man, like crazy testosterone.
Lumberjack,
but,
yeah.
But
fireman.
as a straight guy, gay sex is upsetting in circumstances.
Yeah.
And so
that's why you don't watch it.
That's why I don't watch it.
Yep.
And yeah, it's upsetting. And there's nothing I can do about that. No matter how smart I am or how much I study, like, that's just something that kind of, it enters in through a channel that's just like, ah. And it's just like,
yeah.
So
nope.
I think most people have that for a lot of things, like murder, molestation, rape, all those things.
Yeah.
But the problem is we're judging in an interesting turn. We're judging those people, not the sin, in a way, which
uh-huh.
the sin, to use a religious term, is actually, you can't help it. So I agree in that sense, but I don't agree in the morals that are applied to it. I do agree that you have to kind of separate people from their tendencies, because to a certain extent, we all can't help that. So if you have tendencies, if you're attracted to children or something like that, like, that's very unfortunate. We should all be appalled. You should be appalled.
Everyone should be appalled, yes.
But if you don't act on it, then that should be applauded, and we should encourage that. We should come to know that gulf between thinking and not doing, and try to master that, because it's either that or just keep locking these people up and putting them away and making our, like, having to deal with our misunderstanding of them. Like,
right.
I think that there's
so what you're saying is, like, ultimately, once something comes out, it's completely shunned, which it should be, the action. You know, whatever happened should be shunned. But there is, what you're saying is, there is a root to that person and why they did what they did.
Put in its proper context.
Right, maybe the same
shunned,
thing happened to them,
this,
you know, kind of thing.
No, shunned in this instance because it's a morally corrupt thing, and we all recognize that.
Yeah.
Not only just morally, if you, like, you create actual harm and all sometimes biological and hereditary harm. So, I
right.
mean, nature tells us a lot of ways not to do these things. And if...
Yeah, hey, quit.
And yeah, quit. Stop it. Like cannibalism. If you eat too much of your own kind, you go insane. Like, there's all these little things that nature does that it's like, hey, these are the rules. Like, if you pay attention, you can find the rules and stop making up random ones in between. Like,
yes,
no butt sex. Are you kidding me? I'm God. Butt sex is great. That's why I invented it. I am a conduit.
Oh.
Leading to the vomitorium, because we need a lot of ventilation in there. There are people just exiting en masse from the orgerarium, which is next to the vomitorium.
Oh.
And it is sweaty, and it is unsafe, and we need signs to point out that you need to exercise caution
Ooh.
When stepping.
All before
the only way that you step in heaven is lightly.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. And then other things like jokes and stuff like that. Like, it goes to show, like, as a happier side of the ledger, which is like, you make a joke and someone just instantly thinks that you're, like, trying to hurt them. But
I know we all
can't know things about everybody, but
Tone is true. And two, it's funny how you can say a joke that could or could not apply. I think we've even touched on this before, that whatever the subject matter of whatever we're talking, just because it may apply to you doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take offense to it. Like, when the joke in general is hilarious.
You're behind the times here. It doesn't have to apply to you. It has to apply to someone. That's what special interest politics are all about. I can be a white person, and am I allowed to white knight? Is that a conflict of interest? Is that privilege knighting? I don't know.
This could be fun for you.
Like, if someone says something about the chinks, I think that's what they like to be called, right? Chinks? Sure.
In armor.
If someone says something about armor and holes in armor and they're disparaging chinks, then I'll come in and I'll say, hey, you know what? I identify as a chain male and I chink you're a sexist.
Chink you.
All right. Chink you very much. I'm chinking about moving. The neighborhood is
The easier it is. It becomes more palatable.
The more racist you become. The more powerfully racist you become. I gotcha.
Okay.
No, but chinks, armor. Damn it.
Yep, that's it.
Did I make my point? I don't know.
We're not sure. You make a lot of points, and you're very long-winded.
And I don't make some other ones.
That's true. We never find the end.
Oh, that's frustrating.
It's like when you're going to the bathroom and you're pretty sure you're done, but you know you're not quite done, but it's not ready. So you just have to stop and wait for later.
That's what it feels like. If someone were to offend the chink, then I would say I am offended on behalf of chinks because I have a metallurgy to your hate. And I think that we can all mend our differences and create a better weld for arsenic.
And other metals.
Puns. But yeah, so I can say stuff about Asians if I'm fighting for them, I'm allowed. But then if I'm trying to say something factual and a little stingy about special interest groups, that I mean chinks. Why did I say Asians? I was talking about metal this whole time.
Obviously.
All of a sudden I become white privileged, and it's just
somebody based on the color of their skin.
It's like, and, wait, hold on. I just came across. I think that a white privilege thing is similar to the black oppression. That is almost their attempt to construct verbosely a equivalent to honky or similar, because when you say white privilege, it's almost like it's shouting down the same way white people would shout the N-word at black people back in the day.
Like, because it's are put on your heels, like you can't do anything about it. Yeah, exactly.
Your position is immediately marginalized.
Exactly.
Like if you're a black man in slavery times and you come up, say, hey, I got a better idea for farming, they'll say, hey, shut up and get back to work. It's like, you're just a slave. And now that's the same argument we're getting from special interest groups. Like, shut up, you're just a white person. And it's shocking that I guess tit for tat, like, unbeknownst to them, they kind of tricked themselves into being exactly what they didn't like. But such is life.
Damn often. Such is life. No, but I do want to go back to the point that I think you're making / trying to make. It is true, though, that people who suffer from certain things, or, you know, thoughts or impulses, or, you know, whatever it may be, like you said, there are sins that people suffer from, but not only is it something that not that they can't help it, but if, like you said, if we're not more vocal about and acceptable to mental health, then they can't seek help or find, you know, resources so that they can get better or at least help suppress whatever feelings that they're feeling, because it is so in the dark and it is so like shameful. I mean, it is shameful, as by all means you should feel bad.
Well, yeah, no, they'll be ashamed too.
You should feel bad. But,
well, that's part
but they
of
can't
it. That's...
get help. Like, if we're so just like, as soon as it's happened, it's like, we're done with you. The world is done with you. It's like, well, let's figure out why. What happened? Well, and if we can help, maybe we can't help them, but why can't we try?
So it's almost like you got a disease festering on your face, like a zit on your nose, and you're just refusing to fix it. And everyone's coming up saying, like, hey, this has got to be unpleasant, but we're going to fix it. And then like, no, I don't even want to worry about it. So
yeah, or it's saying
you're not
like,
doing anybody any favors by just ignoring it and
well,
putting
it's
it
like,
away.
It's like people saying like, oh, basically treating these types of people as like leprosy. You know what I mean? Like, oh God, you can't even like go near
them.
Well,
because if we admit that they're human, if like what they have that makes them feel that way is natural and part of humanity, then we have to admit we're connected to it. So
and that
similar
everybody
to xenophobia, we take someone who's different from us and we make them less than human so that we don't have to be like them.
Or, there's like a separation of like, you know, okay, phew, if at least I'm not like that. You know, it's like, you have tendencies that may not be as like
racism
overtly,
is so popular.
Yeah.
Because it's visual. Like, it's the first thing you see is
that's
skin
true.
Color. So that's why it's the most popular and the easiest. And and points out probably the dumbest. That's why racism is like a divining rod for the dumbest deciders on the planet. Because they'll see someone's skin and make all the judgments based off literally skin deep judgments. Like, we have a phrase that, like, don't judge skin deep. It's like, just the epidermis of me is what you've seen. I got kidneys, I got a stomach, I got a turbo liver. Like, you don't even know what
you
that
don't
is.
Even
you're never
know.
Gonna find out. Like, I got sweet organs up in here and like a bunch of candy that I just like, I got a candy bladder that every now and then, if I like fall just right, it just kind of spills out and squeaks and like, hee-hing, and just a bunch of candy flies out.
So happy.
You're never gonna find out about that because you judged me by my skin color, which is neon orange, and that's for safety. I hunt a lot, and I like to night jog, and I had
that's
my
true.
Skin surgically altered for safety, so.
That's right.
It's obviously...
I think people, like you said, it's wildly uncomfortable to even bring up the subject.
This is relevant. I had a thought the other day with Mom and Dad at lunch yesterday that just like Gaydar, there is... there's humor-dar, there's intelligence-dar, there's...
Dar.
There's...
Dar.
There's create-a-dar, create-dar. Basically...
Are you trying to use a word and add it to radar?
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
I am homosexual-dar. There's that. No, just like gay-dar, just like homosexual-dar. The best way to have gay-dar is to be gay, right? Or to be like a woman. I think woman can tell. But I think...
Woman. Woman
can tell.
Just one woman can tell.
Yeah. The consortium of woman spirit can tell.
Yeah. A woman.
Yes. No. gay people have gaydar. It's built in. And I think...
Hopefully.
That... Yeah, you should hope. God, what a world to live in if you just have no fucking idea. Like, who's gay? I don't know. I'm looking for some strange, and I'm confused. Does anybody... Could everybody list more, obviously? I'm trying to make it apparent that I'm super gay.
So much.
So, like gaydar, if you want... Like, it's why folks like... I don't know. I'm above average intelligence, but you don't have to be as smart as me to see that intelligence dar is what makes you angry at dumb people. Like, and they don't... Like, part of being dumb is not knowing you're dumb. And so you don't have the intelligence dar. And
so you're saying they can't ever, level up.
level up. But what I'm saying is that people who are smart enough know who's not smart. And same thing with creativity and things like... And those are different... Like, creativity is separate from intelligence. Like, there
obviously.
Are scientists who can...
literally, it's a different part of their brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's different parts, and I think that based off how active that part of your brain is, you will be more aware of who else has that active part of the brain, and I think that's why, to most people, because it's a minority just based off of numbers, but to most people, it just seems like impossible to understand who's on the level, like with the Hillary Clintons and the Trumps, like that's how far removed people are. They can't see that Donald Trump is an idiot. He's not creative. He's created stools his whole life and a few kids who are not really adding to much of anything. So he doesn't strike, he's never struck me as a creative, intelligent, or wise person. But to so many people, without lacking the radar to divine this information, like he's got all the cards.
Well, but if you're the other part is, I think it also goes hand in hand with intelligence, is you have to be somewhat self-reflective and take in and have the ability or to have learned the ability how to take in information and adjust your sail when you're wrong, not wrong, digest information. Those are life skills that are not very prevalent at all.
Molesters, you have to have that wiring built in. Similar thing. That's what I mean. Like, I look at this stuff and it's all the same to me, and moral judgments come way later in the process, but that's the same thing. As it's all the same. Yeah, whether we judge. I lost my. What were we saying?
Woo-hoo! Where is this train going?
Can we please?
Please.
What were we saying? No. What were we saying?
Oh, well, we were talking about how, like, as smart as, you know, Gator, intelligence, star, all that stuff, it doesn't matter.
Well, there. Okay.
You do have to be a certain level of intelligence.
There are people who have. Yeah, they don't. Like, you are built with a sort. Like, it's a computer. It's built with a throughput and a refresh rate and everything. And once it's made, you can do a lot of computing with it. But we're the same way. Like, you're born. Some people have low watt brains that just cannot. Especially in these times, with as much with as much as you have to keep understood at like the bits of information are becoming so spread out and varied that you have to, like, voting is a concern with these people because they do not have the brain power to put like an opinion together to actually consider all of the concepts.
I think there are, but I do have some very intelligent people in my life that I would consider very bright, but in different ways, and they like Trump.
Yeah, well, shows to me that that's what I said. It's not just smart. It's creative. It's a few different ones. Yeah, and
like a blend. Trump is be a blend.
Crump is a cross-section of those.
Crump.
President Crump. Oh, that would be awesome.
So good.
God damn.
Man, he is always dancing.
He's got nothing done with regard to Foreign Affair, but man, he's dancing the shit out of that contest right now. He's gonna win.
He's gonna win.
Yeah.
I mean, I think too, there does have to be a chip somewhere in your mind, and obviously it turns on later in some people, etc. But there has to be something that says, I want to be better, and in order to be better, I have to be willing to listen to those around me.
That's another different thing. Because that's sort of. I mean, that's what we're talking about in general. But drive is a whole different ball game. It's a separate from. And I'm not sure.
How can you get drive if you don't even seek it, or you don't have an intelligence level to receive it?
Drive is drive is not intelligence. Once again, separate.
But
drive has to do with an understanding. Fumbling around with words.
Obviously.
An understanding between. It's becoming an old adage, a rose cannot bloom in a sulfur pit.
Hey! Like, yeah, it's true.
You can only do as well as your environment will do for you.
Right?
And in a way, life is definitely a crapshoot. So you can be born...
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine all the geniuses that were born ahead of their time and were murdered because of their thoughts. Like, that's happened.
Yeah, or like right now, all the amazing people from Syria who are fleeing a war-torn country have nothing now. And now they have nothing to contribute because they can't even go anywhere.
In a less grandiose way, their environment is not accepting of them. But as far as human achievement, there is a certain... There's a special sort of laboratory that needs to be created
for
a lot of these ideas, and especially now, like, things are, once again, lots of pieces, so...
Yeah, like, Da Vinci was a weirdo.
You can't...
Yeah, but he was amazing.
I forgot. We gotta keep these derailments, the interjections. I forget what I was saying now.
Hey, you interject on me, too.
Yeah, but you don't lose your train of thought when you're on a sweeping rant. That happens a lot. Anyway. Okay, moving along.
Okay. So is Bernie really out?
Mm-mm. Never has been.
I know. I don't understand. Like, I
there's ways of doing it. Earlier in the Republican Party, they said, you know, no matter what, we're going to contest this and everything. On the Democratic side, it's always been Bernie's out, Bernie's out, Bernie's out, Bernie's out, Bernie's out. He's got no chance. Bernie's out. And so I don't give a shit what they say. They've been saying the whole time he's got no chance.
But here's the thing.
He still has no chance. Whatever.
Here's the thing. Like, I even saw the other day how before California voters were voting, like, all the headlines were like, Hillary clinches the Democratic nominee. Like, trying to literally deter people to be like, oh, well,
oh, yeah, I guess. AP, like, that's what's so insidious about this.
It is
that's
insidious.
What's so blind. It's almost like those, the news reporters reporting on the location of, like, crime in progress, and then if the people were watching, then they could definitely see what was going. If like the criminals had a little TV, they could see what was going on. They've gotten in trouble for that, but no, AP, which I'm not a fan. NPR and AP and all these weird socialistic news programs, they creep me out because they get kind of weird and detached like this, where the AP announced like a week or a few days or something before that Hillary has all the votes needed for in order, because like if you count the delegate votes and everything, then technically mathematically they're right if you buy into the delegate system and if you buy into the projected votes of those delegates,
right.
Delegates, but in saying that, they did influence, like, you're right.
Yep.
They either willfully or accidentally, they irresponsibly announced a news story ahead of time, and then people want, like, some people might have bought into it. That might have literally affected
it. Did.
The turnout.
That's what they said. Like, the voting booth problems, and then signing up, and wrong locations, and then this. Like, you know that's Hillary. She is so, like, okay, to be fair, she's playing as dirty and as nasty as all the men. That's fine. I don't care that she's a female or she's not.
I would argue dirty and nastier, which kudos to her. She's really taking it up a notch.
She really
kudos,
has.
Ladies.
But that's the problem.
Girl
is,
power.
But that's the problem is we need less of the same. We don't need more of the same.
Well, yeah, we don't need women. That's where it went wrong. Feminism, and I think the brand of feminism that's trying to get into the White House, which is what's wrong about it, is the one where it replaces men with women. Mm-hmm. It's like, women can just be men. That's what feminism is about. We're just going to have women. We're going to be women now. Meminites. I'm over here in the gym. I go to Burves because it's a gym with more hair.
I'm going to go to the Mimmin's restroom.
The Mimmin's restroom? You don't know what hole it's coming out of. You'll just hear some retching and some slipping.
Retching.
And then I'll just come out relieved with a look of relief and sweat on my face.
And a little bit lighter.
A little bit lighter. Lighter on my feet. I'm a mammon. I'm a mummin.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I feel like a mummin.
Oh, I feel like a mummin. So you were saying the White House, feminism, yada yada.
Yeah, we're getting a really aggro, masculine version of feminism that's popped up. A lot of mammon has misconstrued. I'm glad that your ears are so tuned in to the literal level that every single foible I come across, you're like, you'll just catch it.
I got new headphones. Everything is so clear.
That's perfect.
Oh, great.
No, women, feminism should be mostly about the fact that women can give birth and men can't, and sort of centered around the idea of being a life form that has a constant reproductive cycle readying itself once a month. And that's, no offense, that's why it's easier for guys to focus for longer periods of time. I've said it before, maybe not, but
I feel like you're going to. I think you're thinking of asking, but I think you're still going to do it. Go ahead.
What? I just said it.
Yeah. Oh.
No, the men just have, they have a higher capacity to concentrate because they're not menstruating once a month. It's not like I'm being a white privileged male to say, like, can we agree that women menstruate, right? Can we at least, we'll start baby steps. Women menstruate, yes? Okay. Most of them do, yeah. 98% to 99%
do. Well, once you get older, you hit menopause and you don't anymore.
That's true. Okay, all right. Well, women, women in the reproductive height menstruate, men do not.
Well, I bet Hillary's past that. She's getting old.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe she is more like a man.
The fact is that, it's not like an engine cooling off from 40 years of running and gunning doesn't have some warping, though. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Pop, pop, like, pop, if, sizzle, like, if a sizzle, woman pop. Could go that, like, savage, yeah. then it, well, no, it's like more she's terrifying. Been
having, she's been having one baby for 40 years, and it was Chelsea. Ugh. And then after that, like, you can't just expect, you know, that wiring to go away even after menopause. But anyway, my point is women are wired vastly different than men, obviously, and men different than women.
Yeah, for, not, like, nurturing the home and, like,
apart from each other. For creating a human being inside of you. Like,
that's freaking cool. Like, yeah.
We should probably put, like, with feminism, that should be just the first thing. All right, feminism, we got two genders. One of them grows people inside of them. All right?
We kind
of
do.
We're going to experience some derision. There's going to be trouble ahead.
Yeah, we're all not right? all the same because that happens. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. And to take personal offense to me saying you might be altered because you have a period once a month and you've been built with
It's a hormonal, it's a different hormonal
that's
balance.
All it is.
Absolutely.
A different hormonal balance. All it is. Good way to put it. That's all it is. All I'm pointing out is that you may not function logically as much of the time. No reason to be offended by that.
Whoa.
No reason to be offended by that.
But
hey,
but I feel tingly and like I want to fight.
Yeah, because that's part of it. It's that you're coming from that fighty place. It's like, I feel emotional, so I'm going to yell at you about my emotions.
Wait, like, are you saying I have white privilege again? I'm so confused. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yes.
These generalizations, I think, are so good for us.
White memon privilege.
White memon.
It would be nice if we could be honest about biology.
Honesty scares people because honesty brings change, and change, again, it brings fear.
Honesty is the worst policy.
Oh, it's the worst. People get so serious.
That is ringing true. With our reliance on computers,
why,
I'm starting to...
Okay, so people do realize that the giant downfalls of Hillary Hinton. She does bring more of the same, and people are tired of it. I understand that. So that's why it sucks that Trump is, like, he's obviously, as we've spoken about before, flying on the coattails of fear. Like, yay, everyone's fearful. I'll change it. I'm going to be so different. It's like, guys.
The worst kind of fear. It's self-unaware fear.
I know. But the thing is, it's so easy to sell that because, again, people are just... Hold your children, hunker down. We're gonna build a wall.
If you just you got an average American family next by, and you just say terror family, they just start hugging. What? I heard buzzwords.
I know. And hold up, honey, get the.
They're coming for your guns.
No,
I don't even have any guns on me.
I'm still fearful they're gonna take them from the store.
Don't take my Tic Tacs. It's the closest thing I have to bullets.
Bullets. But it is true. It's so funny how so many people, obviously, after this whole Orlando, seriously, rest in peace. That's the most horrific thing. But...
Yeah, gay people are super nice, too.
They're the best!
Again.
Why?
Like, when I think about them getting it on, like, I have negative reaction.
Yeah,
but when I think about them hugging and doing community outreach, I smile and
I'm
happy.
Basically, like, 90% of the time. Like...
Yeah, when... Yeah, when they're not engaging in carnal lustings.
Then Jason's okay.
It's all good. Hey, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Most of you creep me out with that. So,
that's true.
You know, it's not
it
just gay
creepy.
People.
Yeah.
A lot of you people have some problems. And it's a lot creepier than gays. Like,
that's right.
Get a lid on it or something.
Ugh, yeah, get something.
Unless that's your thing. And in which case, take the lid off and just stay away from
get
it.
Get some bungee cords. Strap it down. Oof. Oof. Well,
absolutely.
And here's the thing. Not only are they the best and most fabulous and nicest people ever, but you have people saying, guys, can we just say that this is obviously a gay issue? It's like, it's not a gay issue. People are like, can we just say this just, it's a gun issue? No, it's not a gun issue. Now, obviously, you and I have talked about repeatedly that, no, we do not need to have our right to bear arms taken away, but there needs to be, it needs to be harder for someone to get an assault rifle. That's it. That's literally...
Again... Like, all the statistics could not be more obvious. It's as plain as day as climate science, and it goes to show you why these people find the same interests in these wrong sides of history, which, you look at the statistics, the U.S. gun death rate is staggeringly, like, 10, 100 times higher than other places, proportionally speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, when you add up populations with more reasonable gun laws, and then compared to the U.S., we have... just orders of magnitude more gun violence and deaths in this country than anybody else. And somehow that doesn't mean anything. And people's opinions and feelings to the contrary are of equal weight.
Well, exactly. Yes. You're going to say one way they deserve to be heard and they're correct, well, then you have to listen to the other side just as well. But obviously, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And we understand that. And that obviously goes, even loops back again to what we were talking about earlier, is mental health. I mean, the fact that this guy was on... Okay, here's the other thing that drives me nuts, is people say... well, you know, he's had a history. He's been on the watch list twice for the FBI. Why didn't we stop him? Okay, guess what? When you start saying he's a Muslim and we do something and they get jailed, people are like, see, now you think all, like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't do anything. Until someone does something, you can't do anything. So everyone's like, well, they should have stopped. No, you can't. Until they do something, you can't do anything.
Hindsight is 20/20, and morons are always blind.
Oh, my goodness. No matter what. But that one to me is so hilarious.
You can point out to them in the back. Like, I have people come up to me all the time. Or not, like, dumb people come up and say, if I were, I would, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, because you know, because you don't understand the difference. Like, these are the people who, if someone comes out with, like, a new kind of Kleenex that automatically wipes your nose, and it took, like, 5 seconds of dev, like, it was just an easy thing, no one else saw it, like, one of those duh inventions. These are the kinds of people who see that and be like, well, I should have that money. I could have invented that. I just thought of it in my mind as soon as I saw it.
As soon as I saw it. Like,
No, you need to have a little awareness there, there, Flicka, there, buddy.
There, a little kiddo.
There, well, there, Sparky.
Sparky.
Here's a popsicle. Go sit down.
You go has popsicle.
Try not to choke yourself on the stick.
Seriously. Well, it's just that, say that because of... He popped, you know, a couple times on the FBI's watch list. He's on a no-fly list, blah, blah, blah. Until he does something, we can't do anything. And any time that we've done something ahead of time, that's when all the special interest groups freak out and cry wolf. They're like, no, can't. You can't do that.
What was it, the Hollywood shooters or something? The two guys who showed up in armor about 10 years ago and just opened fire and had, like, a protracted shootout with cops. Until they were both gunned down. They caught those guys a short time before, a week, 2 weeks, a month before. They pulled them over. They found a whole bunch of automatic weapons, body armor, all the stuff they used to perpetrate their crime later in the trunk of their car. They didn't arrest them, and they couldn't press charges because they hadn't done anything illegal. Same thing with marijuana.
Yep.
If you get caught with... I think a half ounce or more, an ounce in some places where it's illegal, not only will they charge you with possession, they'll charge you with trafficking. They can summarize, or they can assume your intent in every other regard except the ones where we want them to.
Exactly. Ah. Exactly. That's exactly my point. Yes. But it's like people will freak out, be like, we need to protect this person. It's like, and secretly they're not going to be like, hey guys, I was about to shoot a bunch of people. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, yeah.
No, the people are like, no, can I, like, I'm not going to kill anybody. Can I have my guns back?
Can I have my guns? But right, like, when you talk about like gun control, people are saying like, no, we do need reform. That's it. That's precisely the point. It just needs to be harder to get things like that. Like, do I want to keep my right to... Do I have a gun? No. Do I want the right to have a gun? Absolutely. Do I need an assault rifle? I do not. You know what I mean? Like, there are different levels of...
Yeah.
Like, well, how really, easy was it?
Here's... I don't believe in prohibition, so I don't want to outlaw anything, but make assault rifles, like, you have to be... trained like a doctor of guns, like you get a doctorate in guns before you can
buy an assault rifle. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's all people are saying is that, or I mean, reasonable people. It's like, yeah, I mean,
reasonable
maybe,
people.
Maybe you want to, maybe like I can see the joy in owning and operating a fully automatic assault rifle. It would be fun, but I don't want to, like, just let anybody do it. Like, you've got to go.
Yes,
you got to study. You've got to be licensed, and it will be registered. I'm sorry, we're not just going to let everybody have these. Like. We can have unregistered shotguns, unregistered small arms. I'm okay with having sort of a shady militia because I do also not trust the government.
That's true.
But to conflate banning assault rifles with taking or not, I mean, just regulating heavily.
There should be levels that you have to achieve, like, before you could even be considered to own one. Not like I'm going to go pick this up and then I'm just going to go to Florida. It's like, like,
you can just you can go, you can call off and buy a shotgun from Walmart that day, carry it out, because a shotgun is very obvious, very clumsy, and has a very limited
use. It's gonna take a minute.
Yeah, you're not gonna do as much damage with a shotgun unless you get like a buckshot from a distance. But you're not gonna kill it. It's different.
Yeah, that's the reason it is that shotgun different. Like,
so I mean, that end, a big clumsy, like, just blunderbuss of a weapon. Which I think the blunderbuss is a weapon.
Nice.
Anyway.
Still damaging, but yes, like you said, it's going to take, like, more people are going to be way more aware than just by the second you realize, then that many people's lives can be changed immediately.
No, it's,
that's insane.
It's not designed specifically to inflict as much precise damage as possible, which is what an assault rifle exists for. An assault rifle, it was designed to kill humans. That's what it exists for. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the problem with it. So... we don't need to be handing those out like
candy. It was designed to kill broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just specifically for harvesting broccoli. The broccoli assault rifles.
Yep.
It's the farmers. They've for years they've been using manual or single fire.
The reason you get heartburn is that's the after effect of broccoli being so feisty while growing.
Well, it's they say that when you actually, like with animals, when you, like, if you kill them in the wrong way, they'll have, like, you know,
adrenaline and, like,
adrenaline,
the fear.
It won't be good.
The fear toxin.
So, yeah, so yeah. It gives, but it works the opposite way. It acts as providing an astringent mm-hmm, to the plants as you mow them down in a hail of gunfire and yell about, you fucked me over for the last time.
Yeah.
Take this, you sons of bitches. That's a prayer that you say as you harvest the broccoli with your assault rifle.
Well... And that's... Broccoli had that coming.
Sure did.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
The rest of you plants better look out. We're developing guns to harvest all the rest of the plants.
But it is so funny how you've got all these different types. I mean, social media is a great outlet to see all the different directions of people's way of thinking. It's a gun issue. No. It's gay issue. No. It literally is. It comes down to mental health issues, but at the same time, just like, to bring it completely full circle, mm-hmm. if people don't have an outlet to say, hey, I have these terrible thoughts about killing people, if they can't go somewhere and talk about it, then I'm not saying that's going to fix it. I'm not saying that, see, that's how we're going to solve all our problems. We just have to talk about it. I'm just saying that we can't get anywhere by pretending that it doesn't happen and that people don't think like that. That there are, like, everyone's fine until someone gets mad.
The alternatives are ignore it or fight about it physically. Like, just keep, like, throw blows until somebody ceases to function mentally. And then there's work it out verbally. Like, stop assaulting people with language and physicality.
Well,
and,
because like you said, like, people are, there are different levels of intelligence, creativity, and different levels of ignorance and stupidity on its own.
Well, there's a big drop off. The ignorance cliff is steep.
It is so steep. Yeah. It's like
nice
the wall in Game of Thrones.
You're picnicking and frolicking, and then all of a sudden just, whoop, where'd Larry go? He was just here.
Well,
he's gone.
He took care of himself.
To the breach. He is no more.
I hope to hear Big Thunder. So intense. On a Tuesday morning.
All right, well,
yeah, let's wrap this crap up. No one wants to hear anymore. We just
turn
can't.
Turn it on down.
We can't possibly.
No, I'm not anymore. One. Yes.